Mike at noon on Saturday from Jerry's World in Arlington, Texas. It's the Big 12 title game, a rematch between Oklahoma and Texas. The Sooners coming into the game 11-1, Texas 9-3. Of course, this is a rematch of the Red River Shootout. When you go back and look at that game, Texas jumped up 45-24. They had to hold on to win 48-45 after Kyler Murray played an unbelievable fourth quarter and brought the Sooners back into the lead, only to have Mike Stoops' defense give up a drive that culminated in a last play winning field goal by Texas. And guess what? Less than 24 hours later, Mike Stoops was out of a job.
Yeah, that was a very poor performance, and they've struggled all year. But the difference in that first game, the Sooners were -3 in turnovers, and we both know you can't win -3 in turnovers. Oklahoma in this game in the rematch, they're favored by 7.5 or 8. The total's anywhere from 77 to 78. I see Texas as an average team. In a down year for the Big 12, the Longhorns have 3 losses. They lost to Maryland, who has 7 losses. They lost to Oklahoma State that has 6 losses. And Oklahoma, they have a great offense, but their defense is the worst I've seen since, you know, back in the 80s. And they have to improve there. They've allowed 40 points or more in each of their last 4 games.
Mike, you and I have talked about this off the air almost ad nauseum. But this Oklahoma team is really like a basketball team on glass. They're just looking for number of possessions. They want to score every time they get the ball, and fortunately for them, they've just about been able to. And they just hope that their defense can come up with, you know, one stop a half. If their defense can get 2 stops the entire game, they feel that they've got a chance to win the game. And, of course, that's probably true in the Big 12. But, of course, Oklahoma, not Texas, but Oklahoma is playing for a spot in the college football playoffs. If things can happen above them and they win, they've got the easiest route to get there. But again, you know, these high-scoring games with no defenses, from a national standpoint, you know, I don't know how people really look at the Big 12.
Right, and to be honest with you, when I look at Oklahoma's defense, I don't think they should be that bad when you look at the talent they have. And I know that's a different speed and a different you have different offenses in the Big 12, but that didn't keep Oklahoma from in past years from being able to dominate teams. Here's the thing. When you look at this series, Texas has covered 6 straight over Oklahoma. That means that Texas outperforms what Vegas says in this game. In fact, I think they're 3-3 the last 6. And all 3 wins by the Sooners were only by 5 points, oddly enough, exactly by 5. But in this game, it wouldn't surprise me if the Sooners win by 10 or more. It's not going to be one of our top plays, but I look for Oklahoma to take the win. They need the win, and they actually, I think they need to win big to impress the committee.
I totally agree with you. I think they need to avenge their only loss of the year, much the way that Georgia did last year over Auburn in the SEC championship game. But you mentioned that Oklahoma has had great defenses in the past. They have. But let me just remind everyone from a coach's standpoint, and again, not sliding Mike Stoops at all, but from
Why not?
Well, because I just don't – I'm not going to bash coaches. You know how they – especially defensive yeah. coaches. I've been there. I'm not going to do that. But let me just say this. I will praise a coach. And Brent Venables was with Bob Stoops from the first day that he set foot on the Oklahoma campus. And their defenses were great. They actually, you know, they won the national championship. I think their second year out of the box out there. Well, these defenses started declining, not really when Mike Stoops came back from Arizona in his head coaching tenure there at Arizona. It lasted 6 years or what have you. And while he was gone, Oklahoma had good defenses. And then he came back, and they still had good defenses for a couple of years until Brent Venables decided to leave and go to Clemson, where he is there today happy. He's actually, Mike, I haven't told you this, but he's actually turned down interviews for head coaching jobs this year to stay at Clemson as defensive coordinator. And so that tells you how comfortable he is and the kind of money that he's making there at Clemson and everything. And that's a credit to Dabo Swinney. But, again, that's another story. But again, you know, Oklahoma has great defenses in the past, but Brent Venables, when he left, those defensives, they went away.
Yeah, that's the common denominator, Venables. And also, if you look at what Clemson's done, their defense was good before he got there, but now it's outstanding. And that's why, in my opinion, that Clemson and Michigan have the best two defenses by far in all the country. And Venables, when he left Oklahoma, you look at the timeline, you're right, Coach, that's when the decline started.